All right, on this Friday morning, you know, we shouldn't be surprised because Donald Trump is no ordinary president and this is no ordinary election year. But traditionally during a political convention, the opposition takes a back seat. But instead of spending a quiet week at Camp David writing his convention speech, President Trump has been sort of stalking Joe Biden this week on the campaign trail, talking about his every move and covering the president has been Karen Travers from ABC News. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
It has been an interesting week, and the president has had a lot to say, including yesterday near Biden's hometown.
Yeah, this was an interesting counter-programming plan from President Trump. He went up to a town outside of Scranton, Pennsylvania, which is, of course, Joe Biden's hometown. And, you know, this is not just some high-level trolling of the Biden campaign a couple hours before his speech. It's also because Pennsylvania is going to be such a critical state in November. President Trump won Pennsylvania in 2016, but by just 44,000 votes. And since then, Democrats have really made major gains in the state. And the polls right now are showing Biden with the advantage. So, you know, the president is trying to get a piece of the action yesterday, try to steal some of the political spotlight from the Democrats on Biden's big night. We heard a familiar theme from him. He talked about Joe Biden, called him Slow Joe, and mostly talked about what he would do if he were reelected. But, you know, they now have their own week to do this. 4 days next week for the RNC. And I think they do have a tough act to follow because I think the Democrats put together a very nicely choreographed week with a lot of information packed in there, a lot of speakers. It was really highly produced. Remember, it was just a couple weeks ago that the president was still pushing for his whole convention to be in person. So it's a really significant hard pivot to make and plan a whole new thing from what they were doing just a few weeks ago.
Well, certainly, and a lot of voices in the Democratic convention. We're probably not going to see as many different faces on the screen next week. It's going to be a lot of Donald Trump, isn't it?
You know, I said that last night on our live radio coverage. I think that's exactly right. You know, there was a lot of emphasis this week on the people who ran against Joe Biden, you know, the rivals. They all did that little segment last night. There were individual speaking slots for some of the former Democratic contenders. There was a focus on the rising stars, the next generation of politicians in the party to come up from the state level up to the national level. I don't think we'll see that next week. I think, you know, really this is going to be speaker after speaker driving home a message of why Donald Trump deserves four more years. I think if Donald Trump has to say too, I think, you know, he will be heavy as the emphasis next week, not necessarily about the policies, but about him and what he will do.
Well, yeah, and boy, we didn't hear a lot of policy speeches this week from the Democrats either. It was really, you know, about character, about defeating Donald Trump.
Yeah, I mean, that was their big theme was, as Joe Biden said last night, you know, compassion is on the ballot. Decency is on the ballot. He was making that case last night, less in a laundry list way of policy issues. The way they did it, though, I think it was, you know, they weren't saying, here's the immigration speech. And somebody then laid out 40 minutes on immigration policy. They were really using personal stories to tell the policy. So it was woven throughout the four nights. We'll see how they do this next week. You know, I think the president has made it very clear that security, law and order will be very big themes for next week. And obviously he'll be trying to draw that contrast to Joe Biden.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Karen, appreciate your reporting. Thanks so much.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.